everyone. This is Dora Smith from Siemens PLM, and today I'm talking with Frank Mill, who is a senior lecturer at the University of Edinburgh. And Frank, hello, and how are you?
Hi there, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
So there's a little bit of a street party I hear going on there.
Yes, things are ramping up and for the Queen's Silver Jubilee celebrations here out in our street. So they've shut the street off and the bunting's out and so on. They're getting the drinks ready. So
we may not hear traffic, but we may hear some other noise, huh?
Yes, you may do.
All right. So, Frank, you've been a long-time user of Solid Edge, I think back since I heard version 2. Tell me about how you first got introduced or started using Solid Edge.
Okay, well, at the time I was doing some research in shape optimization and I was looking for ways of parameterizing shapes and things. And I was working out at the CSIRO in Sydney, Australia. I got interested in it there and heard a little bit about it from my home university. So when I came back to Edinburgh in Scotland, I just bought it and thought I'd see how I got on with it. And that was version 2. As I said, I think my memory's not great, but I think that was about 1995. And I've been using it ever since for all sorts of things. So,
great. So you mentioned shape optimization, and I noted in your bio that you got a PhD in shape optimization, which I hadn't heard of before. So tell me how you got interested in that focused of an area.
Okay, well, it started off talking to one or two companies that we were working with at the time, one of them being Rolls-Royce, actually. We were looking at some things like optimizing turbine blade shapes and things like that. They had various problems that they asked us to look at, and we were interested in optimizing them from a number of design viewpoints, the performance being one, but also their strength and manufacturability and all sorts of bits and pieces that we looked into it. In order to start it, we started using our own shape representations just based on things like Bezier curves and B-splines and so on. And then quickly we thought, well, most of the time when we're working with companies, they're using CAD systems. So we wanted to get involved in using the CAD systems and see what sort of representations they had inside them. And particularly we were interested in parametric designs of things, and we could realize that quite easily inside Solid Edge.
So is there anything in the, and I know you continue in your research of shape optimization, but is there anything in the time that you have studied it more and done more research that's really surprised you? Has there been like an aha moment or just kind of small developments?
I think it's mostly been small developments. The interest in things that have happened that have surprised us, if you like, have just been when companies have taken work on, or in fact, one of the nice developments that we've seen in recent years has been the increasing availability of shape optimization routines within things like CAD systems and allied to finite element analysis packages and things like that. So that's been good. We did our research work quite a long time ago, and it's nice to see it coming out into the real world now. And some of the work that not only us, but a number of other people have done.
Good. So the reason we're talking today is because I'm going to get to meet you in real life next week at Solid Edge University. And can you share a little bit about what you're going to be presenting on at the event?
I've been changing my mind ever since I agreed to give the talk, actually, about exactly what I would talk about. I was going to talk a bit about the university and about our research and how we teach Solid Edge and things like that. But I think certainly at the beginning of my presentation, I'm just going to give some case studies and just talk through stories of our interaction with companies, mostly local companies. There's all sorts of examples of, there's a local company that make buses who are a large user of Solid Edge. And they started off just hosting student visits and then started taking on students to do summer work. And then as we got to know them, we've sent students there on placements and been doing some consultancy work and all sorts of things for them now. So that it's sort of developing through time. And it is, I think, something that you have to be quite patient with to develop with a company. One of the things that happened actually before I got talking to the bus company was basically that I took a year out of academia and went to work for a Solid Edge reseller. And that was back in, I think that was about 98, 99. And I fulfilled a technical support function there for the company. And that, I think, taught me a lot about how to work with companies and what the interests of the reseller were at the time, and what the interests of the university were, and what the interests of the end users were, and taught me a lot, I think, about how to keep them all benefiting together. So, yeah, that's the sort of thing that I'm going to be talking about. Examples from there. I've also got some examples from another company that make plastic bottles and packaging that are near Edinburgh, and some examples of a university spin-out company who became a very large Solid Edge user. And it was a great surprise to me, because they were actually geoscientists, and I wasn't aware that they were using Solid Edge, but it was a PhD student that I had given some support to at the very beginning. And they went off and formed a very successful company that I think sold for around about £275 million in the end. So that's another success story. So I thought basically what I'll talk about is some of those case studies, and then I'll maybe talk a little bit at the end about the teaching side of things and how we do our research and how that's all allied with these companies that I've given some examples of.
Now, have you found with these industry examples, have you had to reach out yourself to these companies? Have these companies come to you in the school and said, here's a problem, help us solve it? How's the interaction started?
The original interaction actually started off as a result of me working with a reseller, because I got to know the companies, some of the companies anyway, at the time. And when I went back to the university, occasionally the companies would come back to the reseller and they would actually refer them to me at the university. And it sort of worked. What was happening was companies were maybe interested in some long-term investigations that weren't of direct relevance to the reseller, but the company thought were interesting, and the reseller thought maybe it would be of interest to the university as well. So that's how we got started doing basically some student projects and things together. That's how it kicked off. And through the years, I've always been quite active at going out and trying to get the help of companies. But as we were developing our undergraduate degree programs for 6 month student placements and things like that, it meant that we ended up contacting quite a lot of companies ourselves, and just basically going in to see them and having a chat. And then occasionally we do get companies that just contact us because they've had a look at the university website, or they've heard about me through one of the companies that I've already been working with.
So you mentioned, I think, like internships or mentorships. I guess I'd like to hear a little bit about your style or your approach in the classroom, and what do you think really works well today with teaching students? I think in your abstract, you mentioned about, you'll talk about project-based investigations or work, you know, bringing some of that real world into the classroom. But what have you found works and resonates?
I think certainly in order to motivate the students to learn CAD, I think one of the really important things is that they see the relevance of it, and you can only do that by using industry examples. So we work hard to try and bring some industry examples into the classroom, and that's quite a challenge because, not surprisingly, companies are a little bit apprehensive about just giving out their models and things to the outside world, but we find it's working relatively well now. There's a little bit of a... not problem, but there's a little bit of a challenge in how you teach CAD to undergraduate students. I guess from the point of view of vendors and end users, they would like to see students that are just very, very good at using CAD software. We also want to teach them a little bit of the background and the stuff that's underneath a CAD system. So we teach them how solid modelers work. We teach them how to develop code to do things like B-splines and things like that, so that they understand what's actually inside a CAD system. And it makes sense then when we talk to them about it at a slightly higher level. And that sometimes means that we bring them on a little bit slower than some people might. But hopefully it means that they've got a deeper understanding and will actually make better engineers in the long run and better CAD users.
That's good. You give them that kind of context on the front end of what those things do versus just a feature function approach.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, my early days getting engaged in social media, did you guys develop or launch some sort of Solid Edge-focused online community out of the school?
We did. Over the years, we've been trying various social network-based tools for teaching. But about 4 or 5 years ago, I'd had an idea in the classroom while I was actually lecturing to the students. I was sort of thinking aloud and talking to them about it. And I said, what about we start our own social network in order to help us all learn, CAE together? And students seemed very keen on it. So I got them involved in setting up the social network, and we set up something called the Edinburgh Solid Edge Network. And it was a dedicated social network. It wasn't based on, Facebook or anything like that. It used a hosting package called Ning. And we set up a network there. I got students to join it. The idea was that we could post problems and I could answer them, even if I was working at home or whatever, at any time that that I happened to be available, but that the students could help each other. And I hoped that it would develop over the years so that when students were in fifth year, they would be able to help the third year students and so on. And the other thing that I did was I invited a few people from industry to come in as well. So some of the guys that were involved with Solid Edge at the time joined the social network, which was really, really nice, actually, and that helped the students quite a lot, even if they were helping occasionally, giving them advice on things, but just giving them the odd snippet about, wait till you see the new version, we'll have this in it that will solve that problem. And basically just the fact that they were there and there were people from industry were speaking to the students through the network helped to motivate them. And the thing was a great success for a few years. I think it's looking a little bit long in the tooth now, and I'm looking to find new ways of maybe moving forward with a social network approach.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more options today than there certainly were back then. And so, maybe there's some more open networks that would connect them with other students and other members of the Solid Edge family. So.
Yep.
So I guess the last question or thing I wanted you to kind of address is, so you've been on the reseller side, you've been on the academic and then academic customer side with your history with ShapeSpace, you've been a partner. So you've seen Solid Edge and I guess Siemens and all our various names from a lot of different angles. What has been your thoughts of the software and the company? How do you view us, and how have you viewed the software as it developed all those years that you've used it?
I think Solid Edge itself has gone through a lot of changes of ownership and things like that. So I've witnessed all those changes. At the moment, I don't think I've ever felt better about it. I really like what Siemens are doing. The people there seem to be very, very helpful to us. And things are going very, very well at the moment. So for now, things are definitely looking pretty good. And in fact, one of the things that's happened with this relationship, Siemens improving, is quite recently I had some problems where I was trying to get some tools to do things for my research work. And I had been doing an awful lot of manual work that was taking me days and days. And someone from Siemens actually suggested that I use a little bit of software that they had, and they sent it to me, and it worked a treat. And so it's been a great help to me just in the last couple of weeks.
And on the technology side, I guess when synchronous technology came out, have you found that to be helpful to students as they now try to use the software from that kind of view versus the traditional modeling?
That's been very, very interesting for someone like me. I think because I've been using it since version 2, it's taken me a little bit of time to get used to the synchronous technology. But certainly when I see students coming in, if we teach them it that first, then they seem to take to it quite quickly. And so we're sort of monitoring that situation with the students. I've been watching them over a few years now, and I'm sort of thinking that next year I don't think we'll ever drop teaching them the history stuff, because it's still relevant to things like sweep features and things like that. But there will certainly be a lot more emphasis on the ST stuff now.
Okay. All right, so what are you most looking forward to next week at the event?
I think I'm looking forward to meeting the people that take part in the Solid Edge forums. There's quite a few characters that are on that.
The faces behind the username.
Yes. So it'll be nice to see them. see them in the flesh and see if they look like how I imagine them after years of talking to them through the forum.
And maybe if you can catch a Johnny Cash cover band so you can make your son, who's a musician, a little jealous, right?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to stay on a few days after it's finished in order to do that. So.
All right, great, Frank. Well, thank you for your time today, and I really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to meeting you live next week.
That was great. It was nice to speak to you, and yep, I'll see you in Nashville.